welcome to an all-new episode of Football is Wife. I'm Leslie Ryder. I'm here with my wife, Emily Anderson. I say
that's
her.
Me. You say my name.
I say your name. We're wives.
Say my name. Say my name. Yeah.
And we like football and other sports too. And we've had quite a week of sporting achievement and effort. And
well, we haven't.
No. We've been watching the sporting achievements and efforts comfortably from our own home. But we've been observing. We've been observing a few things.
Yeah. I was going to say, my only sporting achievement this week is getting the dog on the treadmill. So
that's all I got. That's an achievement. And you get the gold medal for that because he likes to get off the treadmill when I take him.
Well, you got to bribe him.
That's true. He's a very bribable boy.
Yes.
I, too, can be bribed with treats.
Who can't? Let's be honest.
Just a little nibble. A little cheese-flavored nibble.
Everyone needs a snack.
Yeah. You want me to do a task? Just give me a little bit of cheese first, and I'll do it.
Or after. Yeah, reward me with cheese.
We are getting into some things. For this episode, we have the Challenge Cup come to a glorious end, and very wet. We have Arsenal out of the Champions League.
I don't know why we need to talk about it, but fine.
We have a new U.S. Women's National Team camp, and we're going to talk about some other sports because we have some other sports that are getting interesting, and we would be wise to make note of it.
Yep.
But first, the Challenge Cup.
It's over.
So that's the thing. The Challenge Cup didn't have as good theme music. It came out of necessity. Loved the original Challenge Cup tournament. But now that we have come to the fourth?
I don't think you've ever liked it, if I'm being honest.
I mean, the first one, it was the only game in town.
Well, it was the only, yeah. 2020, and that's
2021,
that's fine.
2022. Yeah, it's the fourth one. Yeah. 4 years, three trophies.
Nothing but net. Yeah. You know, but they keep getting better.
Yeah, I think there's been an improvement from trophy to trophy. We had the like milkshake glass chalice
One was the worst.
That one was doomed to fail. Don't give players a breakable trophy. That's just
but
my rule.
Also easy to drink out of.
Very easy to drink out of. That's a big
which
plus.
I liked. Yeah, I like that part. But yeah, that was gonna break.
And then we moved on to the more traditional cup shape of the following year. Big handles, looks like a cup. A bit generic though, for my liking.
Sorry, I can't help myself sometimes.
I was surprised to see a new cup. I was not expecting that. I do wonder.
Well, no one talked about it.
That's true. But I wonder with like the sponsorship situation, maybe it was just like, no, new cup.
Which I think is fair, but let's talk about it because it's a good cup. Give yourself credit.
It's a decent
cup maker.
Who knows when we'll see it again?
Never. Maybe it's a new. Maybe now it's just a new cup for every iteration, and yeah, that's you just get to keep it, which would be cool. Let folks keep trophies.
Yeah, I like. I mean, is that what they do with like the big men's ones? Is there one cup that they just rave over and over again?
I really don't know, and I should. It's one of those details I cannot be bothered to follow because across sports, I think there's too many in soccer because I'm sure there's some you get to keep or you get like a copy of to put in your trophy cabinet in the lobby of the club. But there's a real one somewhere else. And that's where I get annoyed because I'm like, either have one and let it collect the history of getting damaged along the way and like
be
have those
cup.
Stories ingrained in it. Exactly. Or everyone gets one. That's fine too. But just pick a lane. Don't do
Cups
this
for
like,
everyone.
don't do like, oh yeah, there's only one. We're gonna engrave your name on it this time, but also there's a secret other one somewhere else. That's stupid.
We put a plate on, and then we take the plate off, and then we put a new plate on.
Yeah, like who's that for? I don't care. Just meh, anyway.
But the game itself got off to a soaking downpour of a start. Played about 10 minutes before it was called off due to weather. I don't know. I feel like that's something you should know ahead of time. And that's
I mean, at this point in climate change, I don't think you can put that expectation on anyone. I think you can have measures in place for what we're gonna do if it's gonna happen. But you don't usually know if like the lightning's actually gonna be close enough or how close it's gonna hit
It's fair.
or
It
when.
was a bummer to see it happen on the day that they have the big CBS time slot.
Yeah.
But you know, that
And
let us
Gotham wasn't.
relive. Oh yeah, no, Gotham wasn't involved.
Gotham wasn't even there. And the storm showed up.
And the lightning delay struck again. It's
It did.
the influence and the power of Gotham FC this season.
I would
Oof.
really like to see a graph of delayed or canceled games, games affected by weather over years. In relation to rising global temperatures,
Yeah, there's
I also
a
think we're better at just adhering to it now and like enforcing that. Because when I was a kid, it depended on who was reffing that day.
It's like, no,
They
we gotta
might let
get
you
these games
play.
in.
Honestly, yeah, like they had places to be too. Or it was even the parents who were just like, "I'm not waiting here in the rain for this game." 2 hours away in the middle of bumfuck nowhere,
You
Indiana.
finish
So
this now.
it's like we're here, we're gonna play, we're gonna go home. Yeah. So I don't know, but I would be curious to see that graph. Put it on the
Yeah,
list.
I would imagine, I would hypothesize, being a scientist, I would hypothesize that the amount of games that have been affected by climate change would have increased in the last few
And will
years.
continue to. I would
Yeah.
hypothesize that there is a correlation.
Correlation does not imply causation. However,
Does not. I will say there's a
however.
correlation. I will not assume there's a causation until I see further evidence. Thank you
Further
for coming to our science
data.
podcast.
Yes, we are. We are scientists. That's why you signed up for
Nope.
this.
I've never said that about myself, and I never will. I'm a doctor. I'm not a
Different.
doctor.
That's
Do not. It's
different.
different though. I'm not a scientist.
But the game itself, once it actually got going, the North Carolina Courage defeated the Racing Louisville FC by a score of 2-0.
Yeah, and I felt like North Carolina had it pretty strongly. Like it, I don't think it was a blowout by any means, but
No.
it didn't feel like the most competitive game I've ever seen.
Yeah, it didn't seem like we were spending a lot of time with Racing Louisville just kind of working the ball around and doing their thing. It was very much a we are in North Carolina. We are playing North Carolina ball right now.
Yeah, fun fact, when you Google Challenge Cup, you get fireworks. I just learned that,
Oh, that's
apparently.
fun.
I don't know why that's happening, Google. I'm not mad about it, but it didn't happen today. Did they know it didn't happen today?
Well, you know, it's been awarded, so you
I
have to
see.
celebrate that.
I guess. I'm just gonna spend the rest of the afternoon Googling other competitions that are already over to see what happens.
Do I also get fireworks?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I'm gonna try multiple devices. It'll be great. Yeah, I think it was a pretty. I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of a boring game. Despite there being two goals, there was one yellow card. No, two yellow cards. Savannah DeMello. Sorry,
Savannah
never mind.
DeMello.
My brain saw S DeMello and went. It ran with it. And then Kurtz on North Carolina, Kaylee Kurtz got a yellow as well. It just wasn't. There were
Wasn't
some
quite
questionable
the
calls in there too.
knockdown drag out affair that you might have expected for a cup title.
No. I was hoping for something a little more competitive, but also the rain delay, you know.
Yeah, things happened. The early kickoff that became a much later kickoff. It's factors were at play, but they affected the teams equally, so it's worth mentioning. Yeah, I think it was perfectly suited for the Challenge Cup competition. I think the league just hasn't really quite figured out the way to make it happen and also make it exciting. And yeah, it's like I liked it as an alternative to just taking a big break during the World Cup, but perhaps players could have used a break. It's a very yeah, I think that there is a way to do like a domestic cup situation or just any kind of mid-season cup play, but I think there's just gonna have to be a lot of consideration to the timing of it, the roster size. Perhaps if we had a couple more slots in there, could we get some rotate some players
That's an
out?
interesting argument. Yeah, I think that could make a difference for sure. Yeah, there are plenty of models out there of how to do an additional competition within the run of a season. I don't think we found the right one for the Challenge Cup, but it's also still early. Like,
Yeah.
it came out of necessity early on. I don't know that any of us thought we'd keep doing it.
Yeah.
We're still going. It's
Yeah.
great.
It's like we know what hasn't worked so far.
Yeah,
Like
so we just try
preseason
something else,
competition
maybe.
hasn't worked.
I still don't mind it as a preseason competition. I know I'm in the minority there.
Yeah, it's just that when you put like the $1 million prize tag on it, it makes it less of like a let's learn stuff about the team during the preseason and more of like a let's get this bag.
Yeah, I think there are conflicting motives then there. You're right. And that's new this year. I liked it as a preseason tournament, as like a warm up. It does feel weird to have all the same teams in a competition and then in another competition.
Yeah.
So I would love it if we could even just mix it up or open it up somehow. I don't know.
Oh,
Invite Canada
like a
down.
US Open Cup where now that we have all these USL teams.
Like let's get some new folks in the mix or something.
Let's
I don't
rotate them
know.
in.
Let's just make it different than the season, right? Like,
Yeah.
other than being shorter and, a tournament competition, how can we make it different from just winning the season or, winning the playoffs?
Yeah, because I mean, like the allure of going to Europe is always gonna have like
The
I win a
what?
champ.
Sorry?
The allure of going to Europe,
The
allure.
allure?
Yes.
Who says it like that?
I do.
I'm gonna borrow something from those two TikTok guys and just be like, "Excuse me? What did you say it again?
Excuse me, what did you say? What did you
Wait,
say?
what do you call the magazine?"
Eller?
No. Oh my God. Okay. Guys, getting married's hilarious. You learn stuff years on that you don't know about your partner or wife, and you're just sometimes you learn it live on a podcast.
Sometimes.
Huh. Fascinating. Anyway, yeah, what about Europe? I don't know what you were saying. I got so distracted
Well,
by one word.
players are always going to be attracted to playing in Europe for, for the paycheck, but also for facilities and the grand prize, the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, I
We don't
think that's always
really,
a thing.
yeah, we're working on some of the other parts of that here. Like you have teams that are working on their own training centers and getting their facilities in line, but it's the competitions out there.
Also worth noting, though, a lot of the women's teams in Europe don't have their own training center. They
That's
share
true.
with the men, so
That's
there's
true.
that. And also, still interesting. Like, if I was a player, I would still be interested to go take advantage of those amenities, but it's not their own. So I think it actually is a big opportunity for the NWSL to say, no, come over here. You have your own state-of-the-art
Yeah,
facilities.
this
You
is
have your
yours.
own, like you don't have to share it with a team or have weird schedules because the men's team has to use it and they
Yeah.
get first dibs because that's how it always
Because
is.
they're the men.
It's got to be like always having a football team in high school. Like, I don't know about you, but for us, like in high school, it
The
was
football
like
team
the
got dibs.
football team got whatever and got patted on the back for the smallest accomplishments. And then everyone else was just, fighting for any appreciation. But now I sound bitter.
Well,
Speaking
yeah,
of
I mean,
bitter.
it was the same for college, where it was just like, okay, we're all gonna go to the football game, but our football team was famously terrible. Like I was a tour guide, and they like let us bash the football team on the tour, so
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
it yeah, but it was just one of those things where it's just like
Yeah, I mean, for a long time it was like being, I apologize for this reference, but like a Red Sox fan for a long time, or then a Cubs fan for a long time of just like, yep, not gonna be our year. So still not us.
Speaking of not gonna be our year, the Arsenal
We knew
women,
this. We knew it wasn't going to be our
the
year.
Arsenal women are out of the Champions League. They lost on penalties to Paris FC, their keeper. You may remember from the World Cup as the Nigerian keeper. Who stopped penalties? Tiamat Kendozia. She was a menace
She
to
kept
the.
stopping penalties.
She kept doing that thing where she stops penalties, and then
Are
she
you
did her
looking
little
for me
dance.
to?
She
Yeah,
did her little
that.
dance
I'll...
after. That was fun.
I have
It's
a
the
hard
first.
time. Am I talking or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just. Well, because initially I was going to say, I was like, I have no comments on this whole thing. It's hard to comment on any part of this as fun, but that was amusing. And then I had to log off Twitter because I was like, I can't see that GIF more times. When it's my team on the receiving end.
Yeah, it's not really fun when it happens to your team. It just kind of circles back to the sports are pain conversation that we continue to have. But this
I
is
don't think that conversation ever ends. That is fact.
sports are pain, and every week we are feeding the pain beast of sports. This is the first time in the history of the competition that they haven't advanced to at least the quarterfinal. So the chaos of the World Cup continues. Love
I
chaos.
guess.
Love chaos, especially when it happens to my team.
I like chaos when it stays over there. It's like the spider in your house. Like, listen, buddy. It you can stay chaos and do your job. Stay in your corner though, because if you come into my personal space, we're gonna have to change some things, and I don't like you as much anymore. So please
Don't
stay away.
bring that
But
chaos into my house.
yeah, so I guess all I'll say there is I'm looking forward to us maybe getting Mary Earps as a keeper. Fingers
Well, not
crossed.
if she wants to play for for the Champions League.
No, but there's always next year. What did I say this summer about Arsenal? I said, guys, take the season off, heal your ACLs, come back next year. Everyone
You
just,
did say that.
I've said it, I'll say it again. Playing the season is a mistake, and I think it's irresponsible for my heart, for the hearts of many, and I think we should all just take a seat and watch a Chelsea run over everyone. At least we don't have to lose to Chelsea in the Champions League
That's
now. I'll
fair.
take
That's
that.
kind of where I was on it, where it's like, okay, better to rip my heart out now than to do it in
Was that the sound of your
May?
heart being ripped out?
Yes, that's the sound of my heart being ripped open. It's better to have it
Very
now
plasticky.
than in May
Yeah.
when the hopes are higher and the stakes are to the ceiling. It's, yeah, no, just rip
Yeah, let's
the
just don't waste my time. Let's just get out early. I got it's efficient. We're playing efficient football this year.
But interestingly enough, there's no like fallback tournament in Europe for the women. Like on the men's side, if you crash out of the Champions League early, you can keep going in Europa League, which is,
I
I
don't
always
think
thought that was
that's
weird.
true.
You can't. That's what they do. They put the like if you go, I think that's how it happens, because
I
every year they
don't
make
think
fun of
so.
someone for not getting past the group stages and having to go to Europa League play.
I don't think I've ever heard that joke before.
But even for like finishing outside of like the top two or three, whatever's,
Yeah.
there's not really anywhere. There's no Europa League. There's no Conference League or whatever six different ones the men have. Now I know there's a lot of games. It's a crowded schedule, but how do you balance the need for higher competition with the don't break bodies?
At this particular point, it's not my biggest concern, if I'm being honest. Like, I think high level competition, great. We did just have a World Cup. We've got an Olympics coming up. Everyone is broken, and our leagues are only kind of just getting past a lot of like terrible shit happening. And I don't think we can let our guard down on that yet. So maybe we focus on that first. Maybe we focus rather than being like, let's play more and add more to this schedule and more that people who like these clubs again are run by skeleton crews. They have probably half the staff of a men's club, if that. And you want to add more competitions to it? That sounds stressful and I think is a bad idea. So I say you either take the existing tournaments like the Challenge Cup, like our buddy Arnold Clark, his cup, and you make them more exciting. I don't think we need to just add more cups for cup's sake. And I might be in the minority there, but I just it's still relatively early days if you want this league to go on for 100 years. Let's pace ourselves, guys. Like, we don't have to run and grab all the stuff here. Like, let's get a solid, like, second team going somewhere. Let's
Oh.
get competitions for that. I think there are other options than just adding other Europa. Like, or Europe League
Too many
competitions.
cups.
I also wouldn't mind a Club World Cup because at least then we're doing it everywhere. Like,
Yeah.
if we're gonna do it, let's do it for everybody.
Yeah, well, we'll take a Club World Cup anytime.
Any day now.
Any day now.
What's that from?
I don't know. From
Okay.
my mouth just now.
Sounded like you were quoting something. I gotta ask.
I made it sound like the terrible things.
Yeah, that one is my favorite.
Speaking of terrible things, we have a new US Women's National Team camp, and we have the end of the road for two
Legends?
legends, icons of recent US Women's National Team memory, Julie Ertz and Megan Rapinoe, saying goodbye.
Godspeed.
The end of the road.
Wow, you're going there, huh?
Well, it's just I'm glad Julie Ertz is coming back for one game just to kind of have that send off, and I'm glad we're having a short farewell. We don't need a six game tour through the fall.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little mad she came back for the World Cup.
It is an interesting way to go about things,
Yeah.
to announce your grand comeback, to show up a few games into the season, and then get played in the wrong position at the World Cup, naturally, and then say goodbye. It's
And I would feel less weird about it if she was just retiring from national team duty. But the fact that she came back for less than a year and then is bouncing again, it's just weird to me. Like, I'm
Yeah,
like, it,
I'm surprised that she's not finishing out the season.
I think there's that. I would have also been fine with a farewell Julie Ertz match after the World Cup. Like, if she hadn't gone to the World Cup and they said, you know what, she's decided she's out. She wasn't sure up to this point, but we're going to call her in to give her that send off. Because I don't think it's that she doesn't deserve that send off. But I
No, she
do think
does.
then including her in the roster then prevents us from moving other folks forward and getting other folks opportunities. And now she's out. And it's just weird to me.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
when
sh
we look back on the roster for the World Cup, there were a lot of question marks and things we weren't sure of, but I think I would have expected Julie Ertz to finish the season. I'm just yeah, it seemed, I mean, we were surprised when she came back, and
I'm not gonna lie, it
now
just feels like a
she's
lot of work to not stick around a little.
and I feel she's surprised us again.
Never let them know what you're gonna do next.
She's Julie Ertz. She always keeps them on her toes.
Yeah, and I respect that. Cheers to you, Julie.
And we'll have Megan Rapinoe's farewell match here in Chicago, and
I'm gonna
I'm glad it's
cry.
here. It's
Yeah, we're lucky as hell. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if it had been anywhere else, we wouldn't have been able to go. Unless it was like Cincinnati, and then I would have been like, we're
Yeah,
going.
like we're driving.
It'll be fine. But yeah, we're pretty dang lucky it's here. That's gonna be quite an event. And it's Soldier
Yeah.
Field, which is cool.
Big stadium.
Big event. I like
Yeah.
it. Big
I hope they
stage
fill it
for a
up.
big personality.
But also coming in on this roster, speaking of moving things forward, we have, sorry, Mia Fischel, we have Sam Coffey, we have Casey Krueger, we have Jenna Davidson.
I'm sorry, how did you say Mia's last name?
Mia Fischel.
Fischel? It's not just Fischel?
I don't know. I might have said it wrong. Official.
I just think it's funny. I think you're adding a lot more like interest to words than I
I
ever
think because
would.
it just it like it what's her butt from Boy Meets World?
Yeah, but hers
Danielle
is
Fischel?
LLE.
Oh, that's
Daniel.
true.
Oh, see, that one I also always pronounce Daniel Fischel, which is
Danielle
annoying.
Fischel.
Yeah, see, you make them rhyme.
Okay, Mia Fischel. As
There you
in
go.
officially, Mia Fischel, Sam
Nice.
Coffey, Casey Krueger, Tierna Davidson. It's about time. It's about time.
It's about damn time. Yeah, for me, this is gonna, so we were just waiting for certain people to retire to get these folks
Is
in.
that
Cool, cool, cool.
so? Just
Cool,
needed
cool,
the
cool,
World Cup to
cool.
be over.
And we're just clinging to the old guard for again. The fact that we did it again bothers me a whole lot. But yeah, I'm really excited for these folks getting culps. I think Sam Coffey's gonna be really fun to watch. Mia Fischel's over fucking due for this opportunity. And I hope that the manager change works in her favor.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I like she's playing for Chelsea now. Like there's no excuse to not be watching her and paying attention to what she's doing. Not that there
Her
was
plane in
before,
Me I was
like
gonna say, her plane in
not that there was
Mexico is
before,
not a
but
reason.
that's like it's like, oh, your bias is showing. You are
Oh, by a lot. Yeah. Of just
It's like
like.
it's if it's good enough for Jenny Hermoso, World Cup champion, I think it should be good
Speaking of
enough.
icons.
Yeah, she was welcome back this week, and they did a lovely little tunnel of honor for her, and little ceremony. It was very sweet. But back to the US, it's less than a year to Paris. There's an Olympics happening, and
That's bonkers.
perhaps they are getting serious.
They ought to. I can't get into US national team conversations yet. I'm sorry. I'm still healing from the last one.
Silves called it the USSF apology tour, and I thought that was very funny and
Oh, Silves, you're good. Yeah, they owe us
well
something.
named.
They owe us something, and yeah, it is an apology. You're right. Yeah, I can't wait to see that match, but also, yeah, I'm not ready to talk about Olympics yet. I'm sorry.
Please respect her feelings at this time.
I'm gonna have to wait until at least November, I think.
I think we can do that.
Okay. So there's
Except
usually
for
like a
the
November camp.
except for the time we go to see the game in Chicago.
I'm fine to go watch it. I don't want to talk about the roster for the Olympics yet. I'm not. We
That's
can't.
fair.
I can't. I can't. You know how many
That's
people are
fair.
going to get injured between now and then? So many.
Ugh, don't.
I don't want it to happen. But if I prepare for it mentally, they'll prove me wrong and everyone will stay
Nope, no
healthy.
one can hurt me if I prepare.
This is how anxiety works, kids. Fun fact, if you didn't know this, now you do. And maybe you'll realize this about yourself earlier than I did.
Speaking of anxiety, the playoffs are coming.
Oh,
The most wonderful time of the year. We have the NWSL playoffs approaching, but we also have the WNBA playoffs on their
I'm actually
way.
more stressed out by the WNBA playoffs, I think.
Well, you have a hard time watching like full basketball games just because it's too much.
I can't be up there that long. It's too fast and too for like my hopes will go up with each basket and so or with each point scored, let's say. So in soccer, that's nice because it's once or twice. It's a good game. It could be like 7 goals, but that's still a lot of emotion. Basketball, we're talking 100-point games. I can't do that.
Multiple lead changes.
So many. Yeah, and if there's not, then I get bored, which is confusing. But yeah, I will be pacing in front of the TV for, the third quarter and then standing anxiously during the fourth quarter. Yeah,
Yeah,
of every.
doing a lot of that because the Chicago Sky will be tipping off against the Las Vegas Aces, who are on a historic run this season of greatness. Yeah, so we're all just kind of just gutting through it.
Honestly, after the volume of changes and significant changes that the Sky had between last season and this season, I think it's okay. Like, I think they should be happy they made the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it was exciting that they made the playoffs, and I will hold on to that.
Yeah. You know who didn't make the playoffs? The Chicago Red Stars. So the NWSL playoffs might actually be more fun to watch for me because I don't have a horse in the race.
Interesting.
So I think that'll just be fun. I will be rooting for chaos the whole time.
Because the chaos, it's not our chaos. It's
It's not my chaos. It's everyone
chaos
else's.
elsewhere.
Yep.
We don't want the chaos here, but we will make it your problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I will cheer for that spider in the corner loudly. As long as it stays over there.
No sudden movements.
No,
Just when
no.
they jump at you, that's
Yeah,
the.
that jumpy spider is where I'm out. Like, that's, I think, my level of. Unless there's a little tiny, like, they're actual little fuzzy ones called jumping spiders, and they are adorable. Like, as far as spiders go, they're cute. That was like the one we had in our garden in LA. But it was fuzzy and cute, and those guys can stay, but only because they're
Can
small and
stay.
jumpy. And fuzzy. They're fuzzy.
Speaking of jumpy, fuzzy things, we have a new women's hockey league for real this time. We have it's a real league.
Don't believe
It's gonna last. It's gonna last more than 5 years.
It's just one, right? I don't have
Just one
three.
league. There's only one league now. Yeah, it's been a very interesting ice hockey off season. The PHF was bought out by the Mark, wow, what's his name? Mark Walters, the Mark Walters group. He is one of
Mark
the president.
Wahlberg.
Yes, Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlburgers.
There is a team in Boston, so but he's one of the
Is there?
principal owners with Billie Jean King, kind of staying on as a advisor and whatnot. Yeah, it's just gonna be a very interesting transition period for women's ice hockey in the US.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. So we went just general background. If you have not followed the women's hockey landscape, I'm gonna give them my version because your
Yeah,
version
no,
is
yours is more
actual
fun.
details and mine is silly because I am 12 steps removed from it. So there was the Canadian League, and then there was a US League plus some like independent teams. Because was it Minnesota independent?
They
Yep.
were
See, I pay attention sometimes. The Canadian League folded
out of
kind of out of
nowhere.
nowhere, like overnight kind of
Yeah.
thing. The US League kept going, but then there was a subset of players who felt like the standard of the US League was not high enough in terms of how players were treated and facilities, and so they kind of split off and tried to form their own league, but it wasn't a league.
Not
It was
a league.
just like a tour of games. And the NHL was like, guys, we're not getting involved until you guys figure your shit out. So like the long-term plan has been like the NHL would get involved, similar to the relationship between the WNBA and the NBA.
But have you seen the NHL? Not great.
Not great. And so now both US leagues, air quotes, are gone. And this new one exists
Yeah,
where
pretty
everyone's
much
back
it.
together.
Yeah.
Hey, Ada.
We have there's six teams, three in Canada, three in the US, doing just doing it up all over again. The what I do like is that they struck out a bargaining agreement before they got started. What I don't like is that the average salary is not gonna be much of a difference from the last league. So as far as that goes, like we are, I don't know who can live on $30,000 anywhere.
Yeah, no.
And play a professional sport. Like I know it can be done. It's like I did it myself. It is hard to do. And also like pursue a full-time career in sports. So I'm hoping that with the CBA agreement, they've set out at least a way that like players' costs can be minimized and, you know, they can, you know, eat at the training center or something to kind of offset those those costs. Yeah, I just this being the third league, fourth league, I don't know. It's
35th league.
There have been many leagues in the past, and they have folded due to financial whatevers. I'm hopeful that you know, having a capital B billionaire in charge will at least keep it afloat longer. Yeah, I don't know. They've started doing their each team had like three free agent signings that they announced. And they'll have a draft coming next week, so it'll be very interesting to see who gets drafted, who gets left on the table, who ends up signing after as an unsigned person. But there's not, yeah, it's just a really, it's an interesting time for ice hockey in the United States. And I hope it goes well. I want nothing but the best, especially as we go into another Olympic cycle. Yeah, I think the sport deserves the platform. They deserve it. I want them to be happy, and I want there to be a league that lasts for longer than 4 seconds.
Yeah, that part. That's the thing is I'm like, okay, like
Prove
I don't trust it. I don't
it.
trust it yet. I think the foundations are better than what we've seen, definitely than what we've seen in recent years, but I'm not gonna get attached yet.
That's fair. Speaking of not getting attached, I'm gonna take some of the hockey league out to the trash really quick for their team locations. The Canadian teams, we have Ottawa, we have Montreal, we have Toronto, and in the US there is Minnesota and Boston and New York. But New York is allegedly playing in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is, in my eyes, an egregious abuse of the New York name in a sporting team.
I don't think that's just you. I think that is terrible. It's real bad.
Like
That's it's so far.
I understand the metro area, but the metro area of Connecticut to New York is like Stamford. Bridgeport is like 20 exits down 95 from that. Like, this is we are really, really playing with yeah, I don't
You
like
know
it.
what bothers me about it? You had a team based in Connecticut
You did.
in the previous one of the previous leagues. I've second guessed it so many times now in my head that I could not tell you what that league was called. Because it changed names last year. I was like, it's not the one that's on my hoodie. The PWHPA.
Nope, that was the that was the like alliance of players that broke
God
off.
damn it. Okay. It starts with a P though, doesn't it? PWHL,
Nope.
PHW. No,
No,
okay,
that's
I'll
what it's
give up.
called
Of course it is.
now.
Anyway, you had a team in Connecticut with the, in my personal opinion, the best logo, the Connecticut Whale. They had the best branding. And now, not only are you not using any of that branding, you're putting a New York team in Connecticut and not using either that branding or the Riveters branding. Please, I understand needing to like burn it, like start fresh because you've got people from two very different sides coming to a new thing. But come on, man. I also, if anyone can tell me where I can get a Connecticut Whale jersey still, I don't think it's
Anya.
possible. Say, I'm sure someone has a box in their garage of some. I will pay you for it. I don't know how to acquire it.
Just
I
like
should Google it again.
I understand that ice time and like ice facilities in New York are lacking. Like, there's even like the New York Rangers don't practice in New York City. Like, they have their own facility up north. And just don't be in New York then. Just don't call yourselves the New York team if
Yeah.
you're not gonna be in New York. If you are
Not
not
even close to New York.
a reasonable commuting distance to New York.
Yeah, that I don't understand it. Anyway, trash
So
out.
that is to the curb. Anything gay happen this week?
Nope. Very straight week.
Very straight week.
Actually, I don't know. You said there was a WNBA one. The Connecticut Sun have made the playoffs,
Connecticut's gonna make the
right?
playoffs. You get Dawn
Which
Bonner and
means,
Alyssa Thomas going for a title again.
which is adorable.
We love pursuing a championship with your best mate.
You want to go pursue a championship? What should we pursue a championship in?
Let's pursue championships together.
I'm not kidding. If we had to go pursue a championship in something, what would we do it in?
IKEA furniture assembly.
Ooh, we would be really good at that. Between the two of us, I'll bring my own Allen wrench, for speed.
Bring a drill. You...
I usually don't use a drill when I do IKEA furniture.
It depends. Depends on the piece.
Does depend on the piece, but I will do it manually pretty much the whole, like with a manual screwdriver for a bunch of the time if.
Like I put a bed together. I needed a drill for a couple of those screws, but I put a bed together. It stayed up.
It did. You had the one with the fancy drawers and stuff underneath
I
too.
did. That was a good bed. Rest
No
of the most
comment.
peace bed.
Our bed now is better though.
Yes, we do have a much better bed. It's
It's
bigger.
huge.
Why do
Room
you
for
live in the
puppies.
suburbs? Because I can get a big bed.
Giant bed. That's why. Because we want to share a bed, but we also don't want to know the other one's there in the middle.
I love my wife, but she's fine over there.
Yep, that was actually I don't know if I saw it on Reddit or where I saw it, but someone was talking about like how do you actually sleep at night, like with your partner, and like do you snuggle the whole night or do
No,
you
it's too
or, and I was like,
hot.
well, so that's the thing. I was like, I am so grateful that neither of us have any interest in like snuggling through the night. Like
Too
I was
hot.
like, we can snuggle, but then when it's sleep time,
Yeah,
goodbye.
we go our separate ways.
This is like I'll turn away
Like
and it's not you.
I am a radiator.
You are a radiator.
I radiate heat.
It's true, you do. Which
You
is good because I'm the
are.
cold one.
She's the cold one. That's why she needs me.
It's true. Speaking of gay things happening.
Speaking of gay things, I think that does it for us this week, unless you have any more pressing business to bring to the table.
Nope, I think that's pretty much all of it.
This podcast is adjourned then, and we will see you next week for all of the things. And yeah, the Red Stars come back this week. That was another one.
They sure do.
The Red Stars come
I
back.
can't
It's
wait.
their like welcome home match, and they haven't been home in a long time, so
Since we
it'll.
got home.
I think so, yeah.
Definitely, we would have
Jeez.
gone.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks.
And so
At
we are
least.
excited. We are excited to do that, and we hope we see you out there. And if you don't see us, give us send us a rating, give us a review. We love reading on this podcast. And we will see you next week for the next one. Goodbye.